after English and French.
Now, both U.S. President George W. Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair have had meetings with the Dalai Lama. What possible consequences could come from the Canadian Prime Minister's meeting with him?
Well, that's what I asked Professor Charles Burton. Professor Burton served as a counselor in the Canadian Embassy in Beijing in the early and late 90s.
I think that China is a much more confident nation, more confident of its place in the world today, and so I think they're less sensitive about this sort of thing. And certainly they wouldn't want to impose trade sanctions because this would be bad for China. The kind of consequence that we might see could be that the Chinese government will give us trouble over our developmental aid programs in the Tibetan Autonomous Region. We need permission from the government in Beijing to go there to do poverty alleviation and agricultural products. And so that's the sort of retaliation that one could anticipate. But because that would also be against Chinese interest, my expectation is that this will just blow over.
Well, that's Professor Charles Burton, a former counselor in the Canadian Embassy in China. So thank you for this, Carmel.
You're welcome, Jim.
RCI's Carmel Kilkenny.